three actors are rehearsing for their opening night at the Peninsula Players Theater.
We have to defend the position!
Yes, that sandbags, trenches, barbed wire be just like the old days.
When does this work begin, you know?
Before summer's over, I assume.
The production is the play Heroes, about war veterans in an old folks' home. One of the actors is Greg Winkler, a Broadway actor who is also the troupe's artistic director. Peninsula Players is marking its 75th anniversary. Winkler says that makes it, along with the Clearing Folk School, one of Door County's oldest arts organizations.
I mean, I've always felt that Peninsula Players sort of led the way in terms of bringing other arts organizations, you know, to the peninsula. And now the Door County is full of, I mean, there's the Peninsula Music Festival, Midsummer Music, American Folklore Theater, Door Shakespeare, and so many wonderful artists, painters, sculptors, weavers, craftsmen.
According to the Door County Visitors and Convention Bureau, a litany of groups are marking anniversaries this year. While there are no specific numbers on what the arts contribute to the county's economy, there are figures from the State Department of Tourism. Statewide, cultural events only account for 1% of tourist spending. But count in shopping, say, at an art gallery, that's nearly one-third of all travel-related spending. In 2009, visitors spent more than $430 million in Door County alone. The mostly rural county ranks sixth statewide in tourist spending. Some of it goes to the nonprofit Midsummer Music Festival, which is marking 20 years in Door County.
Chamber music is portable, so we can make use of that.
Midsummer founder Jim Birkenstock is a bassoonist with the Chicago Lyric Opera. He spends the off-season in Door County, traveling to different venues to perform intimate concerts. He says audience members travel too.
We know that there are a significant number in our audience that actually make their vacation travel plans to Door County based on our season. They started coming here and found us, and we are something that apparently bring them back each year at a specific time.
Both Birkenstock and the Peninsula Players' Winkler think the variety of arts feed off of each other. Birkenstock says that, combined with the area's natural beauty, is a no-brainer.
You come out at intermission, you see one of the most glorious sunsets you could ever imagine, and you think you're in heaven.
We actually open Tuesday. Yikes!
That's tomorrow. Greg Winkler has to get back to rehearsal.
Right! The three of us, a supply of ammo, some hand grenades, we should be able to hold this position until the end of September, mid-October maybe.
Coincidentally enough, that's when the Peninsula Players season closes. Five productions are scheduled this year, with the last in mid-October. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.